I always love this fourth week of Easter, and much there's a lot of scripture passages where Jesus talks about himself as the good shepherd and we're the sheep. And I really love it. If you ever want to see sheep, go to a farm and look at sheep. I mean, really, the first thing that you're going to notice is sheep stink. That they have a smell to them. You're going to first notice with your nose, you're going to smell the sheep. You're going to say, boy, these sheep, man, they really, man, they need a bath, they need a wash. And so that's the first thing you notice is that it's not pleasant to be around sheep. And a lot of times their wool, it's dirty, it's brown, it's not white. Like you see in some pictures you could Google, and it looks all white. A lamb's wool is white because they have not been infected yet. But sheep that are out there, that are grazing, yeah, they got mud, they got dirt all over them. Sometimes they got brambles and tangles and wool. I mean, just put wool in a bunch of, brambles or tangles or thorns, and it's going to get, and that's the way that we are. It seems like we're all messed up in the human race. That's why I love this image of sheep, because we're like sheep, and sheep are very dumb. Sheep are very dumb. They're not smart animals. They're not intelligent. But sheep are very obedient, that they listen to the shepherd's voice and they will follow the shepherd. So sheep are very obedient. And yet this is how the Lord sees us. He's the good shepherd. He sees us all as sheep. And he smells us. And sometimes we don't smell good. We don't look good. We got dirt. Our sins are all over us. And yet our Lord, he still has compassion on us. He still loves us. He still calls us with his voice. And he's the one who gives his life for his sheep, to make his sheep whole and clean and new again. And that's why Jesus says that the sheep hear his voice. I know them and they follow me. And to be a sheep, you have to have faith. That the shepherd calls, you have to hear the shepherd. That's the first thing. Too many people listen only to themselves or to the world. They're only listening to themselves. They're listening to the world and the world's values and what the world has to say. And yet they're not listening to the shepherd's voice. It's good to turn off the world. Turn off your own voice. Because your voice could also be deceiving you. And to go into prayer, silent prayer, listen to the shepherd's voice, listen to him speak to you in your heart, listen to him speak to you through the scriptures, through the word of God, listen to him speak to you through the church and the teachings of the church. We need to listen more than we need to speak. There's too much talk in the world, chatter, chatter, chatter. Sometimes you have to turn off that chatter and listen and say, Lord, what are you saying to me? What's the word that you want to speak to me today? What is your word? Because God's word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is the spirit, and it cuts through marrow and bones and changes us from the inside. That's the power of the word of God, because it has the Holy Spirit and the word of God. It's not like the words of men that drag us down. It's the word of God that lifts us up and redeems us. That's the word that we need to listen to, the shepherd's voice. So we have to pray to hear the shepherd's voice. When we hear the shepherd's voice, then be like a dumb sheep, just obey. Some people rationalize too much. And they say, well, I have to know this, I have to know that. Heard something by Fulton J. Sheen yesterday. It was really great insight when he was speaking on his program. He said, God is like the sun. And he said, if you were to look into the sun, you can't see the sun. Yet you can see everything that the sun makes visible. Everything in the world, the sun makes visible. You can see God's creation is here, but you cannot look directly at the sun. And he said, the sun is like God. You can't look directly at God. He's too bright. His holiness is too great. We're not worthy to look, to have the beatific vision right now. We have to be purified in this life to see God. But we can see the reflection of God. God's light everywhere if we just look. It's a great analogy. Great analogy. So, we search for God even though we can't see God. And so it's like, you know the sun is there, but you can't look at the sun. So in a way, you have to go by faith that the sun is there. And so when you hear the voice of the Son of God, listen to that voice out of faith. Follow the Good Shepherd. There's other voices, but follow the Good Shepherd's voice, because his voice will lead you to eternal life. He says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And then he says, no one can take them out of my hand. The shepherd has the sheep in his hand. Sometimes we feel lonely in life. We feel very lonely, very depressed. Who's there with me? Who's there in my sickness? Who's there in my illness? Who's there in this nursing home that I'm in? Or I'm homebound, whatever it may be. But Jesus has you in his hand. He's always there. You're never lonely. You might be alone, but you're not even alone, because God is with you. Jesus is with you. He has you in his hand. And then Jesus says, and the Father has you in his hand. So Jesus has you in his hand. And the Father also has you in your hand, in his hand. God's providence is sustaining you. God's grace is with you. And if you pray, God's grace will be there. If you pray to God, God hears your prayer. He listens to every prayer of every sheep that is said on this earth. And Jesus says, the Father and I are one. How are the Father and Jesus and the Son of God one? The Father and the Son, how are they one? Through the Holy Spirit. So you have the Trinity here. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the Father is with us. He has us in his hand. The Son is with us. The Son has us in our hand, in his hand. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And that makes us children of God. That's good news. And so what should we do with this grace that God has given us? Even though we're sheep, even though maybe we're weak, yes, and we're smelly, but what should we do? We should proclaim the Lord Jesus as the early Christians did. Notice the early Christians didn't wait for others to be perfect to proclaim the good news. They proclaimed to the Jews and they proclaimed to the Greeks. The Greeks were pagans. They were pagans. They were worshiping pagan gods. And they proclaimed the Lord Jesus to them. They didn't wait until they were perfect. They didn't wait until they themselves were perfect. They were still being perfected, the early disciples. But they prayed. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they proclaim the Lord Jesus. What did they proclaim about the Lord Jesus? Once you have Jesus with you, then Jesus has a job for you. He has an apostolic life. You're to proclaim Jesus. Who are you to proclaim Jesus to? Whoever you meet. That's what the early apostles did. They didn't just proclaim it to the Jews. They proclaimed it in Antioch, which was part of like Lebanon or Syria, Cyprus, Phoenicia, which was part of Lebanon. They went outside the borders of Israel to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And they proclaimed the Lord Jesus. So what do you proclaim about the Lord Jesus? What makes Jesus different from every single person in the entire world? Or every single prophet that's ever lived? What do you proclaim about Jesus? Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And we hear it all the time. You might say, oh, big deal. I've heard that all the time. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Big deal. What's so big about that? And my answer is, have you ever seen someone rise from the dead? Have you ever witnessed someone rise from the dead? Have you ever been at a funeral and the person in the casket all of a sudden rises from the dead? Have you ever seen that? Most people would say, no. Maybe there might be a few. Maybe there might be a priest with that gift. But most people would say, no, I have never seen anyone rise from the dead. And that's why this is good news, because we are proclaiming that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Something you haven't seen. Something that was done thousands of years ago. And that rising from the dead conquers death, conquers sin, and gives us new life. That's the good news. Don't you want something that's going to conquer death? Think about that. And our life won't go on forever. We want our life to go on forever. But death snatches us sometimes. Sometimes snatches a person in their early life. Sometimes a child. We hate death. We don't want death. Who wants death? We long for life. And we long for someone who has conquered death by his own death. And Jesus allowed death to swallow him up. As the fathers of the church say, he allowed the bowels of death to swallow him, only to burst the bowels of death by his resurrection. I love that. So this is good news, and this is the good news that the early apostles proclaimed. We think that we need all the theology in the world. You need some theology, I'm not saying that. But sometimes we think before evangelization, well, I need to know this, I need to know that, and I need to attend every talk that the Marians are giving on Saturday and totally know my faith 100%. No, you just say Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's it. That's all the early apostles did. They didn't have all this theology that we have today. They proclaimed the good news of the resurrection. Now, having theology, yes, will help you, because people will have objections, and you need that. And that's why people write in questions and call us, and because they want to know more of what's called faith-seeking reason. But begin with faith. Always begin with faith. Don't begin with reason to God. Begin with faith. That was St. Thomas Aquinas in Summa Theologica. He began with faith. He said, I believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches. I believe in God. I believe in the creed. I believe in the sacraments. I believe everything. He began with faith. And that was his first volume. And then 59 volumes, he used reason. And he used Aristotelian philosophy. 59 volumes. But his first volume, he began with faith. The greatest theologian in the church, St. Thomas Aquinas, you can't match him. And yet, first of all, he begins with faith. And he shows us, even in our reasoning, in our logic, and getting to know the truths of the faith, begin with faith first. And once you begin with faith, then you can always use reason to help you to understand that faith and grow in it. And explain it. But even with just that simple faith, if you know Jesus loves you, proclaim the gospel wherever you're at. The world desperately needs the gospel today. The world needs it today because they're listening to other philosophies that are not of God, not of the truth. So we need to stay grounded in the truth. Listen to the shepherd's voice first. Prayer always comes first before apostolic activity. Contemplation precedes what we call apostolate. Precedes activity. But then from the activity, if you do too much of that, you got to go back into contemplation. So it's the cycle between contemplation and activity and apostolate. And you keep going in that cycle, contemplation and apostolate. That's why you see the early Christians, they're praying. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They're fasting. And they're proclaiming the good news. And then they go back into prayer. And then they're proclaiming the good news. And the Lord is working signs and miracles in their life. And this is the good news about a sheep. Think about that. Lord has a funny way of evangelizing. He chooses sheep like us. Maybe they're not the best. They're smelly. Yes, where our wool is tangled. But if you have faith like a sheep, you follow the shepherd, hear the shepherd's voice, and the shepherd has you in his hand, fills you with the Holy Spirit, then you could proclaim the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. This is our good news that we proclaim to all peoples, all nations, languages, races, throughout the entire whole world.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.